Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Farabee.
Hi, I'm Jeff Farabee.
Yes, and we have a wonderful show for you. We have Sunday's Best coming into the studio, so get ready. It's going to be a good show.
University boys and the girls fill the bars while I'm just waiting on the light to change. And the steam heat pours from the bodies on the floor down in the basement where the jackknives play. Before the Hub City girls and the ribbons and the curls who know the meaning of staying out late. They know the meaning of staying out very, very late. Singing, who does it better than we do? Them sopranos in Nanny Diamond's choir. And whoa, 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 nobody knows. I've been crazy for so long without you.
Hey, it's Hamish and
Dwayne
from Big Tall Garden.
You're listening to Friday Sunrise
on CITR
101.9
FM.
The boy in the woodshed is not very old. A long leather belt, what is wicked and cold, will snap at his back so he does what he's told. And he ain't gonna cry anymore. He's got 12-year-old shoes for 5-year-old feet. Nothing to stand on and nothing to eat. Mom gives him liquor to put him to sleep, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. And in a rotten old Chevy, Dad drives into town to work in the mill that will soon be shut down. And he'll watch dear old Dad drive that car in the ground, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. I'm a birthday boy, a dollar bill in a car, and the boys in the school will yard at their boots, so I ain't gonna cry anymore. By the old parish hall, he loaded a rifle for the first man he saw. Now his picture is tacked on the post office wall, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Just won't do. She'll know the way over being dark and voice. know your love don't bring between your knees so far away. Another day, a lonely day with you. What can I say? Say it all, make it all you do. Tuesday in the evening time, will you come and take away the rain?
All right, good morning. Welcome to a Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Farabee. Yes, we have a band live in studio this morning. We are just getting kind of set up here, but we have a band, well, I think they're formerly known as Sunday's Best. We've had them here in studio before, and we're very happy to say that we have them in once again. They have, I believe they've changed the name, but we're going to get to that. Once we get them in the studio here, they're just tuning up. But we did start this whole morning off with a track from the Gaslight Anthem, a band out of New Jersey. Yes, New Jersey. That's right. Off of their latest album called American Slang, that track started off with was called the Diamond Church Street Choir. We also heard a track from a band from Prince Edward Island we've heard before. That was Bloody Bone off of Campcraft. The band is called Raccoon Bandit. We also heard a track from Big Tall Garden off of Full Fathom 5. That was The Boy in the Woodshed. And a track from a band whom I saw a couple weeks ago called the Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra off of their double EP. That track was called Monday Twangy Dew.
Wouldn't a double EP be an album?
Yeah, pretty much. I believe there's kind of two sides of the album. One was recorded on one side was recorded on Vancouver Island, and the other was recorded somewhere in Europe, actually, in Vienna, Austria.
Yeah.
Yes. And that track that we did hear was recorded in Austria. Austria, they throw another shrimp on the barbie. Let's not. So yes, we're gonna move on. We're gonna hear a track from. We're gonna kind of. We'll get a little more in detail as to what the relevance of this song is. But Sunday's Best, the band that we got in this morning. Their website was designed by this person whom. Also creates music. His name is Carl Craig, and I was doing a little bit of research and came across this track that we found from Carl Craig, and it's kind of cool. I like it. It's called Rabbit Hood. So yeah, here's a Rabbit Hood by Carl Craig. So get ready, we got Sunday's Best, if they're still called that, coming into the studio right here on Friday Sunrise on
CITR
101.9 FM.
Thank you. wondering if you'd like to tell me what you'd like to eat, because I'm here to serve you.
Better have a retarded moment there. good, no. Built tall towers with borrowed bricks. And the repo man is here. Tremors and tricks. Ah, the lottery. Tomorrow sits in a wheelchair.
Strangers, Beatroot, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
Eskimo.
Okay. Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, we do have Frank Zappa playing in the background, as we usually do. It's a different track, though. Anyway, yes, welcome to the show. We have a wonderful show lined up for you. We have a band we once called Sunday's Best. I'm not sure what we're calling them now. Well,
we had a funeral the other day for Sunday's Best, and I mean, everyone wore their Sunday's Best. Everyone came out. It was on a Sunday. It was sunny that day. And we decided, you know, we got to do some ironic thinking, and some consensus finally brought us to high society.
High Society, alrighty. So that is the new name of the group that we have right here live in studio. We're going to play some songs for us. And unfortunately, I cannot get to the songs right now because we have Jason the Bear Paulette on the line. So we're going to have to do our Toronto Tracks of the Week right now. So get ready for this. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, good.
And now, live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Yes, good morning, Jason. Are you there?
Good morning, Mark. I'm here.
Hey, man.
How's it going?
Oh, very good. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well, you know. No. Another day out in the city. What's up, High Society?
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, hi!
Some familiar voices there?
Yeah, it's good to hear some familiar voices, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got a pretty good show plan there, so I know it's going to be packed with live music, so I'll just run by real quick what I've got there for you.
Sure.
Basically, went out to see a band called The Mark Inside. I had talked about them before on your show, but I finally got a chance to check them out, do an interview, and put up something on vanmusic.ca about them. So I've sent you the audio interview. There's a nice little interview with Jeff and Chris from The Mark Inside. Some pretty cool guys. Nice fellas. And there's a song from a video by a fella who does a website called The Southern Souls. Southern Souls, Mitch Fillion. He does these great videos for people out here. Actually, they're more documentaries than they are videos. They are videos of bands, but they're not music videos per se.
Yeah, I've actually checked a few of those out before. It's kind of a generally an acoustic. He films bands playing acoustic kind of out on the street, doesn't he?
He just basically films the band doing their thing in a natural environment. Normally it's more acoustic. Mark Inside is quite a heavy band. They're not like death metal. They're like a nice rock sound, good punk feel to them as well. And, they've got some nice acoustic tracks on there that that really kind of highlight some of their lyrics, which I think some of their lyrics are great. There's a song called Shouldn't Have To or Collapse there that you can check out. And the southernsouls.ca is actually a great site. They won the best music website with CBC3, I believe. They just had a voting round, and Southern Souls came in first. Tons of videos, really good videos, really clear music of great Canadian bands.
Cool. There's a lot of content on that website. Good to check out.
Yeah, there's a whole day or two of sitting around in front of your computer listening to tunes.
Nice. Cool.
Cool. We'll check those things out there, and I'll let you get back to the artist formerly known as Sunday's Best.
Bye.
Cool. You got any words for the band before we leave you?
Any words for the band?
Yeah. Any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom? Yeah, man, don't let it get you down. Whatever it is, don't let it get you down. Always stay strong, and yeah, man, just rock on.
Thank you, brother.
All right, sister. Good to hear your voice, Chelsea.
Miss you, Jason.
Cool. Well, you guys have a great time. Have a great show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Alrighty. Well, yes, I guess we'll talk to you next week, and we look forward to your return to Vancouver there,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, come back soon.
I'll be back soon. I'll be back before you know it. Then you'll be like, go away. No, but I'll see you guys soon. I look really forward to it. Look forward to the summer. It'll be great.
Cool, man. All right. Well, sorry it's so short and sweet, but yes, we will catch up with you next week.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. See you, man.
All right. Cheers.
Alrighty, that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in with his Toronto Tracks of the Week. So we're going to play an interview that he played with a band called The Mark Inside. And then we're going to hear a quick track from that band. Which is the audio off of a video from a website called Southern Souls, which is out of Toronto as well. So here we go. Here's a track from The Mark Inside. Right here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Jason from vanmusic.ca, Friday Sunrise 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And I'm here in Oshawa at the Atria with The Mark Inside. I've got Chris here and Jeff. And how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty well. We came in pretty hungover from Windsor last night, and now we're in Oshawa.
Actually, False Flag is your second album, and from what I understand, it was a bit of a difficult journey to get there. What was so tough on getting the second album together?
It just took a lot of time to sort out exactly how, unfortunately, we've had to learn how the industry works. And we signed on to a label called Maple Music when we were still pretty young and recorded our own record and just didn't understand all the nuances of the industry per se. We were pretty much ready to do a second record as of like 2006, and it took 4 years to get something out to people. We eventually left that label, made it on our own, and a producer named Jim Abyss, who we'd been sending demos out to before leaving Maple Music, was actually really interested enough in the music, even without label support from us. He just said, I'm going to fly you guys over to England and we'll do the record and sort it out from there. So we did that record in 2008
at this point. Yeah, so it's been 3 years of... It's been frustrating, but...
But yeah, we got to record in a converted chapel in rural England, and it was pretty awesome. For a month we were there, and yeah, I think the record turned out really really well, and we're very proud of it, so... I think that... that what appealed to Jim most was our live performance, I guess. And he liked the rawness of a lot of the songs. And he's had considerable experience recording bands and stuff like that now. And we really liked the sound of his records. But to actually work with him in a studio was pretty intense, actually. We pretty much got up every day, and for 12 hours we're working on songs and to his liking. He was pretty hard on us take-wise. He can hear pretty much like a bad cable from, I swear to God, two kilometers away or something. Just he can hear if anything is even getting slightly tired out. We all had, you know, a dream set up for ourselves to walk into. So someone going in, you know, every day and telling us to play our hearts out isn't really a problem. You know, it's the first time we've been encouraged to do so.
Actually, you mentioned your live shows that there's such an experience. I've actually read that online as well, that you guys put on a really good live show. So... what is it that you guys love about playing live? What reads so well, do you think? What is it that you guys put out that makes it so such an experience?
We enjoy the hell out of it. We really like it. And amazingly enough, after this long, it's still like a huge passion, and it won't die. We try our goddamn hardest to really kill it, but it won't die.
I think we just started experiencing a bunch of really sort of intimate live shows in small clubs. Actually in Oshawa, and bands that would just absolutely give everything that they had to every performance when they're playing. You knew that they weren't making that much of a cash at the shows, but they're really enjoying what they're doing. And I think we started just playing, you know, the four of us in basements, pretty stoned and pretty hammered, and just kind of bouncing off each other in a basement. And I think just when we got a chance to do that on stage, I think we didn't really look at the stage as any sort of borderline to interact with people, and just started going, you know, as hard as we could and looking people dead set in the eye.
Cool. All right, cool. Well, it's getting pretty freezing. I'm getting some frostbite on my hands here. So maybe just one final question for you guys. Quickly, what have you guys gained from the latest experience between the first album, the second album over those 3-4 years, and where you're at now?
I think I always looked at our first record as more of like a tutorial to learn how to do a record, and we made it ourselves and got it out ourselves, and have now kind of, you know, strapped onto more of the industry stuff. But I think we've just really enjoyed learning about everything, meeting every new challenge, and keeping it in our own pocket now more than anything, just as much as we can DIY, making our own decisions and living and dying by our own sword.
Nice, nice. Nice. So the industry isn't going to kill you. It's only going to make you stronger.
We actually have a sword that we aim to live and die by. So watch out.
Sweet. All right. Thanks, guys. This is Jason from vanmusic.ca, Friday Sunrise 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, and I'm here.
Oh, Jesus! Breaking my clock!
That's not
busting my balls!
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I just need to walk into a band.
You shouldn't have to be kind. You shouldn't have to rescue me. But you do it all implicitly.
Question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, we are live in studio with a band we like to call High Society Now. The past few tracks that we heard, since I last announced what we played, we heard a track from Carl Craig. Now, Adam, can you tell me who Carl Craig is?
Yeah, it's my stepfather, but it's also a DJ in town.
Okay.
But they got the same name. I like my stepdad much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So did the track that I played earlier called Rabbit Hood, was that done by your stepfather?
I don't think so. Was it the DJ who's coming to town?
It was on a website linked to the Sunday's Best.
Oh, then that was him. Awesome. Well played, Noble Pilot. Yeah, then I like that.
Nice. Cool. Well, yes, that was a track by Carl Craig, Adam Farnsworth's stepfather. And,
that's right.
That was called Rabbit Hood. We also heard of a track from a band out of Saskatchewan called Johnny Don't. That was Dine and Dash. Now, Johnny Don't will be in town this Sunday. I will actually be playing with them at the Railway Club. They're currently touring around Western Canada, and yes, they will be right here in town in Vancouver on Sunday with another band that we played called Lemming Dynasty out of there. Well, they're from Vancouver. That was Johnny Chang, and following that, we heard Jason's Toronto Tracks of the Week, and that was an interview with The Mark Inside, and we heard a track from them called Shouldn't Have To. Now we're going to move on. We're going to hear some music from the band that we have right here live in studio. So High Society, that is the new name of the band.
Yes,
now
is.
You guys were going as Sunday's Best before. Now what prompted the name change?
It was a lot of Bond's breakfasts early in the morning. A lot of arguments. Smokes and potatoes. We finally found our name.
There's also these other guys that have been copying us for years and calling themselves Sunday's Best too. So we had to deal with them. They owned the rights. They had high priced lawyers who knew ninja moves and stuff, and we didn't really want to mess with them.
Yeah, there's a tall guy with dreadlocks and a couple guys with afros and this little skinny white guy. And so they did the whole act, you know, and we had to replace the idea, you know, just to make sure we didn't seem like the imposters.
Hmm.
Well, I don't want to be associated with them either.
Yeah.
Nothing
to hide. Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate for the fact that you guys you have a website now. Since the last time you guys were here on Friday Sunrise was back about April, almost a year ago.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
When Pontus whatever happened with the pilot, and they all washed their hands and everyone ate dinner or whatever.
And Nardwar interviewed them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. So, yeah, well, I mean, you guys got a website out now, which is great, but it's unfortunately Sunday's
Best
start, Music now, so
yeah.
We're going to have to change the domain name on that one and do a little
We got, this month, we're working on the studio album, and we've been playing over a mushroom, and we got, like, a couple more days this month to finish it off, and once we get the album polished off and nice and yada yada, blah, 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 then I think we'll get a pretty sharp-looking website to match the sharp tracks.
Nice. So you guys have been in studio, and unfortunately we're missing one member of the band, Mr. Corey Sweet.
Corey Sweet.
Mr. Dreadlocks, he's the one that you were making reference to.
Yeah.
So unfortunately we can't have him in, but he's the one who kind of got the foot in the door at the Mushroom Studios, and so that's great. You guys are recording your first, is it going to be a full-length album?
Correct.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Nice. And do we have a name or a release date?
We can't tell you that. Oh,
TBA.
Oh,
TBA.
Really?
Well,
you have to keep me posted.
Posted.
We can do that. We'll come back here when we got it all figured out.
Congenial first copy goes to this station.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Now, I guess the clock is ticking by pretty quick on us. Unfortunately, we have a lot of content for today's show, so I'd say I'm going to cut my chit-chat down, and you guys want to get to some tunes here for us?
Sure.
So you're going to... What are you going to... How do we have it happen? What are we going to start it all off with?
There's a 4,050-billion-year-old song that we all know quite well. It's we've been playing it for a long time. I'm looking at hand gestures. Does it mean anything, Mark, or is that... irrelevant.
Nope, irrelevant.
All right. It's called Honey, and this will definitely be on the album. So.
Side of a lake, gonna find out what's inside. Sinking like a sparrow, too greedy to swim. Honey, I got nothing to hide. Honey, I got nothing to hide. Drowning with you by the side of the pool. On the roof, laughing at death, you spit out a jaw. It's a lot of work, and I was gonna give that railroad a try. Now, nailing down a check, telling off the bums, honey, you got something, you, honey, you got something, honey, you got something. Leaving lots of time to hold you every fall inside. I'm beating down a bobby, lifting off a day. Hey, hey, honey, you got something you hide. Honey, you got something you hide. Honey, you got nothing to hide. Honey, you got nothing to hide. What do you?
honey.
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 What's it?
Honey, I got nothing to.
Honey, I got nothing to.
Honey, I got nothing.
Alrighty, that was High Society's. That was High Society's song called "Honey." Glad I covered that one up. Yes, awesome. That's really awesome. So that's going to be on the new album, which we do not. We have a secret release date still at this time, but very
future.
The future.
The future.
Awesome. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that now. And I'm also very excited to have you guys back here because it has been nearly a year since we've had you on the show. And a lot has happened with this band. I think last time we had you guys in the studio, Corey Sweet was not in the band. And I should also mention the three members of the four-piece band that we have in right now is Kenan Sunger.
Hola, amigos.
Chelsea D.E. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Adam Farnsworth.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. Ouch.
So, yes, Corey Sweet is now playing. He plays Barry Sax as well as sometimes he plays a tuba.
Yeah, and sometimes he plays
a
sassafrasophone. Sometimes he plays a helicon, which is like, I believe, 100 years old. Is that
140 years.
140 years old.
And it's the cross for the sousaphone and the tuba, if in case people are wondering.
Yeah.
I work over at Co-op Radio 102.7 there, and I had him on a couple weeks ago. And he had to inform everybody the differences between sousaphones, helicons, and tubas. And I suggest you go inform yourself. He's a large man, and he will make it very clear to you.
Yeah. You learn fast.
Awesome. Cool. So now I should know this stuff, but have you guys got any gigs coming up in the near future?
Yes, sir, we do.
Oh, well, fill us in, yeah.
Why don't you tell us, Farnsworth?
Oh, fine.
Come on, baby.
I don't have a face, but I'll be a spokesperson for the moment. Well, we got the 15th. This is a really interesting thing going on, actually. That's not being presumptuous. It is, I swear. We're going to have our own tailored clothes for one of the first clothing lines for a local thrift shop. And Catherine Susie is going to be putting it together. And it's going to be over at the My Sister's Closet on the 15th of this fair February month. And it's going to be this release for a clothing line.
Right. My Sister's Closet downtown, not on Commercial Drive.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the other one's closing up on Commercial. So buy your $1 books today. Before they're all gone away.
Also, on the 26th of this month, we're going to be playing at the Prop House Cafe with a guy from out of town called by the name of Seth Anderson. He's coming out of Nova Scotia, and he just recorded a new album in Alberta with my good friend Steve Lurie, who helped produce some of Cor Blonde's first albums. And everybody should go check that out on the 26th. Seth Anderson will be playing with High Society out of the Prop House Cafe, which is at on Venables just before Commercial.
Nice. Now, the Prop House has kind of started to become a bit of a regular gig for you guys.
It's a hip spot, it is.
Yeah, you know what? To be perfectly honest, I've never actually been in there. I've seen photos, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Check it out.
But, you guys had a regular gig lined up. You were playing at Café du Soleil there for a while, and then one day I showed up there, and you guys were supposed to be playing, and the place was locked.
Correct.
And have you played right there?
Not to name any names or speak any untruths or speak any truths even. but to say the least, something happened. But we'll probably resume in March.
Okay.
So
it wasn't us, guys. It wasn't us.
That's all. That's all I can
swear
say.
Swear it.
Regardless, that's all water under the floating sinking ship. So sinking ship of this conversation. Regardless, the prop house, to reconfigure, the prop house is going to be a monthly thing. Absolutely.
Nice. And what day of the week does that fall on?
To be disclosed.
But this next one's on Saturday, so that's Saturday night on the 26th there with Seth Anderson.
Nice. Can't beat a Saturday. Cool. All right. Well, we got we only got 20 minutes left here, so let's get some more music happening here. What do you say? Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're live in studio with High Society right here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
They are.
hot dog indeed. All right, this is High Society live in studio on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9. Now, we're going to have to take a little quick break here for this.
Hey, what happened?
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
The band has been together 16 years, together on the road.
These guys are 11.
All hairdressers are in the employment of the government. Hair are your arrows. They pick up signals from the cosmos and transmit them directly into the brain. This is the reason bald-headed men are up front.
I got a real red wagon.
That's what you are. You're just bastard people, and I'm going home, and I'm gonna bite my pillow is what I'm gonna do.
I can't do my work.
And you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were,
hey, what happened?
And now, with absolutely no relevance to those sound clips at all, it's time for the music fact of the day.
That's right, it's time for the music fact of the day, featuring some music facts from my very own brother, Mr. Jeff Ferby. So what do we got in store for this week there, Jeff?
I've got a couple things. Actually, I might see if I can get some help from the band here. Yes. I was looking some stuff up, and there's a word in the English language called amandagreen. M-O-N-D-E, green. And what it means, or is supposed to mean, is let me start again.
What's amandagreen? I must know!
It's when you you mistake a lyric. So, like, the example that was given was Jimi Hendrix, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." If you guys can think of some other ones, the only other one that came to mind for me was Elton John's "Hold Me Close Now, Tony Danza."
That's a mandagreen?
That's a mandagreen, yes. The real lyric is "Tiny Dancer."
I thought it was Tony.
Also, we've got B.B. King has got his famous guitar called Lucille. Do you guys know how that was, how we came about that name?
Was it a Mondo Green?
Was it his mom?
That's not the information I've got. Okay. What I've got is he nearly lost the guitar in a fire that was started when two guys were fighting over a girl named Lucille.
Nice. That's a great story.
And the last fact that I've got is the Rolling Stones song Angie. The inspiration was from, at the time, David Bowie's wife.
Yes. Singer.
Mondo.
Almost like Layla.
Swinger.
George Harrison's wife. Anyways.
Heyo. Heyo.
That's it. That's all I got.
Sing us in.
Beauty.
Cool. Well, thank you for that, Jeff. That was our music fact of the day, and which was actually relevant to music, because usually our music facts have nothing to do with music, so it's good that we're on topic this week. Cool. Well, like I've mentioned before, we are live in studio with High Society, who are going to be playing this... on the 15th?
The 15th of this kindly month, yep.
Right at the...
My sister's closet, right. Downtown location.
Now, I've heard... So, you're having some custom-tailored jackets?
Schmancy clothes by Catherine Soucy.
Soucy.
Awesome. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I wish I was in the band.
You're already looking sharp enough, man.
I only go free clothes. Okay. So I need
cool. All right. Well, we got 10 minutes here, so can we squeeze another song out of you folks?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. All righty. What are we going to call this one?
This is one of Kennan's timely invention called Trippin' Along.
Say it again. Ah! Trippin' Along, baby.
Are we?
trip?
I'm tripping so early in the morning, man. I better take warning on shit.
So tired, I'm tripping.
Like a storm brewing.
Tripping along.
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Tripping along, and I'm singing my song.
Hit again.
Tripping along, Lord, singing all day long. Singing in the morning without no.
Singing my song.
Song. Evolution coming around, coming right, wrong. But I know that I can sing along and start the groove and make your body move. But I want to hope this song doesn't soothe you into a lullaby coma. Because I want you to start the fire and start the revolution. Start some commotion. Don't let the ocean drown. And no, I'm tripping along. Everybody,
sing along. Sing along now.
Come on.
Tripping along the sea in my soul.
Yeah,
tripping along the sea in my soul.
That was Tripping Along, I take it, from High Society. We're going to have to clear out of here because we got Marie stepping in for her very final show on a Friday morning. Spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So I want to say thanks, guys, for coming in and doing the show again.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Just real quick, if people want to check us out, they can catch us at the 15th at my sister's closet for the clothing launch on the evening with a clothing line by Catherine Susie. And then we're going to be playing also the 26th at the Prop House Cafe. And I guess that song will go to anybody tripping out driving their cars.
Yeah, be careful, please.
Don't trip too hard.
I got one final question. You've got a radio show. I also do a show
on Co-op Radio, Vancouver's Vancouver's other awesome commercial free community radio stations. It's 102.7 CFRO. My show is called No Apologies Necessary. It's on every Wednesday afternoon, 2:30 to 3:30. You can look it up on the website www.cooperadio.org. So support your independent media people because it's one of the most important things going. Cheers, guys.
Thanks. All right. Yeah, thanks again, guys. We're just going to leave you with one track from Mr. C.R. Avery, whom Mr. Adam Farnsworth in the corner here just finished touring with about a month ago. And
yes, sir.
So, yeah, we're going to leave you with a track from C.R. Avery. This is the Prime Minister's Chair. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the podcast at CITR.ca. You can join us on Facebook. And, yeah, I think that's about it. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Cool.
Doctor's in. It's a bit of a recluse. The waiting room's a zoo, man. Kids run around playing Doctor Goose. The pretty receptionist pulls out a pen from behind her ear. Looks down at a clipboard. Calls out a name and waits to see if they're still here. The patient is this kid who has swallowed a sword. His mother's furious, saying if he does this again, she's sending him to the mental ward. Doctor speaks up so kind.